我们就把握时间哈，继续我们要谈的题目。
We'll try to use up every minute we can and continue our class.
因为我是希望说，真的能够留一点时间，大家坐下来好好聊一聊。
Because I really hope that we can just sit down and chat.
刚吃饭的时间也没有闲着，跟好多姐妹一直聊聊个不停。
But I had the great opportunity to chat with many sisters during dinner.
当然，不完全谈的是团契的事。
Not just only concerning fellowship.
但是那就是一种团契。
But regardless, that was a form of fellowship that we shared.
正好我遇到的这些姐妹，她的父母都跟我有好像都见过面。
Because the sisters' parents knew me.
就让对各位来讲，我是一个老人。
To you, I'm an old man.
就会想到十年前、二十年前的事情。
Because I always think about things in terms of 10 or 20 years ago.
我强调是一个基督徒，你走过你这一条信仰的生命。
But as a Christian, we have all walked on our journey of faith.
当有一天你回头回顾的时候
，And one day when you turn around and look back,
你得到的是什么
？You have to ask, what have you gained?
是一种悲伤呢
？Is it a sense of sadness?
或者是一种喜乐？
Or a sense of joy.
还是在主里面的一种充实的一种生命。
Do you feel fulfilled by the Lord?
在跟这些弟兄姐妹交往的这种过程。
And as we have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你得到的是一种伤害呢？
Were you, have you been hurt?
还是你觉得在这个过程里面你得到真正主耶稣的爱？
Or have you truly experienced the love of Christ?
在我的这个团契的这种生命的过程当中，
In my life, in my experience of fellowship,
从我家一直成为团契的一个所在，
from my experience of my own fellowship in my own house,
到我所参与过的这个团契，
to my experience in the various fellowships,
我觉得耶稣给我的恩典相当的多。
I realized that Jesus has given me much mercy and grace.
当然我们付出了不少。
Of course, there we have given out much.
但是在主的恩典当中，你觉得你永远得到了更多。
But when Jesus repays you, you feel like you've gained that much more.
只有在教会，只有在主耶稣的家庭里面，
Only in the house of God, in his family,
你才可能有这种获得。
Can you gain as much?
我们弟兄姐妹给你的东西，
When brothers and sisters give you what they have,
他不期待你付出什么。
They do not expect anything in return.
因为他用耶稣基督的爱来爱你。
Because they love you with the love of Christ.
问题是在这样的一种领受过程里面，
And as we receive,
你愿意付出什么？
What are you willing to give?
所以说要我们当一个基督徒。
Jesus wants us to be a
Christian. 他说我给你们一个命令，你们彼此相爱。
And he said, I give you a commandment, love
one another. 他并没有说，只说我告诉你们，你们去爱别人。
He did not just say, I tell you, love one another.
他要你们彼此相爱。
Or to love other people, but rather he said, love one another.
意思说不是只有付出。
Which means that it is not a one-way street.
你要领受。
You will give and receive.
当你爱一个人，有十个人来爱你。
You will when you love one person, 10 persons will love you back.
那你就知道耶稣的恩典是多么丰盛。
And you will understand how abundant is the grace and love of Jesus
Christ. 我把晚上的主题放在团契的生命。
And so the theme of this last class is the life of fellowship.
对于我们一个要参与团契的人，
when we want to participate in fellowship,
或者我是一个契长，
perhaps you're the coordinator or the leader.
我只是一个契友。
Or you are a member of the fellowship.
我们用什么样的心情来参与这个团契？
What sort of attitude and mindset should we bring to it?
所以这边写的一个 title 就是团契带领的一个思考。
And so the subtitle is the meditation of leading fellowship.
我讲到说，你把它当作一个真正的家。
We have to treat our fellowship as our home.
可能对很多人来讲说，真的吗？真的有办法把基督徒的团契变成一个家吗？
Really, you might think, can a fellowship become my home?
我想它更超越家。
But in fact, a fellowship surpasses a home.
因为它比家有更大的一个功能在。
Because a fellowship can do more for you than your family.
我刚在门口遇到一位姐妹。
I met a sister outside.
从 San Francisco 来的。
She was from San Francisco.
她问我说：“你认识我吗？”
She asked me, "Do you know me?"
我看一看说，好好脸熟，但是叫不出名字。
And she was familiar, but I could not recall her name.
哎，但是后来我知道。
And then I remembered.
他儿子在大学的时候就是在我们团契。
And when her son was in college, he was part of my our fellowship.
就是他的儿子的那个时候创设的星光团契。
And we established a new fellowship when he was in school.
一直到现在。他儿子毕业已经十五六年了。
And her son had been graduated from college 10, 15 years ago.
他还是愿意到我们家坐一坐，好像回到家一样。
And he still likes to visit me at home.
我觉得我这个家很大。
I have a big family.
我这个家大概好几百个成员。
And there's hundreds of members in my family.
大家都愿意把我们家当作他的家。
Because everyone looks at my house as their own.
我觉得我们家就是一个教会。
And so I feel like my house is a church.
有时候我到各地方去，人家问说，你现在属于哪一个教会啊？
So when I visit churches, the members ask me, which church do you go to now?
我说属于关渡教会。
I say I belong to the Guandu Church.
很多人就说，现在关渡也有教会啊。
And they all wonder, has there been a new church established in Guandu?
就问我说，现在负担的传道者是谁啊？
And they asked me, then who's the residing pastor there?
我说我们很穷啊，所以没有传道者。
And I say, we're very poor, we have no resident pastor.
Yeah, 每个人的家就是一个教会。
But it's the fact is, everyone has a house, and that could be a church.
所以要我们用我们的家来思考我们的团契。
From our home, we can think about a fellowship.
用我们的团契一起来思考我们的教会。
From a fellowship, we can think about our own church.
我想这是一个层次一个层次的。
It's a matter of different levels.
我们的神，我们的主耶稣，不要我们去思考我们想象不来的事情。
Our Lord will not make us think about something we can't comprehend.
如果说既然主耶稣要求我们一个超高的标准，道德标准。
If Jesus requires such a high standard.
或许我们做不来，因为我们不是圣人。
Perhaps we cannot reach that level.
但是耶稣基督让我们有一个家庭。
But Jesus has given us a family.
他告诉我们一个家庭的美在什么地方。
And he teaches us the beauty of our home
and family. 那如果我们弟兄姐妹在一起像一个家庭。
And if brothers and sisters gather as one family.
那该是一个多美的事情。
Then how much more beautiful is that?
所以我强调说，我们带领一个团契。你设法让这个团契变成一个家。
So the goal of leading a fellowship is to make it into a home.
这个家里面就有年轻的，有年长的。
There's younger members and older members.
你们看到那两张照片。
You can take a look at the two pictures.
这个是海洋团契。海洋团契在基隆。
This is a fellowship in基隆。
海洋，海洋就是海。
It's called the Ocean Fellowship.
Yeah.因为是海洋大学的学生组成。
Because it's from the Ocean University in Taiwan.
上面呢就是接待者的家庭，阿嬷，还有这个是车传道娘。
And the two sisters on the top picture are the are from the host family.
你可以发现说，在一个团契里面，很自然的有这整个过程，有幼小的，有长者。
And it would be natural for one fellowship to have young members and older members.
即使只差个三五年的这样的一个年龄层。
Even if the difference is only 3 to 5 years.
所以呢，它是一个真正的一个家。
But it becomes a true family.
它有家的概念。
It has the same ideas of
home. 一年级的新生进来就好像新生的小孩子一样。
And in a campus fellowship, the freshmen are like the newborn babies.
二年级的时候，你就开始在注意到团契要怎么带领。
And sophomore students will begin to learn how to lead the
fellowship. 三年级的学生呢，常常是当契长。
And the juniors
家之主
may be appointed as the campus fellowship leaders.
四年级的时候是什么？
Who are the
seniors? 是阿公阿嬷。
They're the grandma and grandpas of the fellowship.
你要知道，在一个服侍的生命过程里面
，This is a process of serving.
一个人要能够从宗教教育小小的宗教教育开始长大。
Likewise, we grow up in RE education and we
mature in faith. 事工的工作
until we can serve in the church.
然后再来担任事工的主负责
until we can
甚至当到教会的负责人
and become council members in the church.
有一天当到长老
and perhaps one day we become elders.
可能要花费三四十年的时间
This is many decades. This process is many decades long.
但是主耶稣给我们一个很小的团体
But Jesus let us start out in a small group.
你可以在四年里面经历所有的身份。
In that 4 years of education, you experience this
当你一年级的
时候，
人家关怀你。
You, when you're a freshman, your brothers and sisters show the care for you.
你就去学习怎么样接受别人的爱。
And you learn how to accept the love of
others. 你也观察到你的学长姐怎么爱你。
And you observe how others love.
二年级的时候，你就有学弟妹进来。
And when you are a sophomore, there may be new freshmen who have just joined you.
你开始学习之前人家怎么爱你，去爱他们。
And you will learn to love them as you have been loved by your seniors.
更多的，你知道这个团体属于你，你开始计划怎么样来将这个团体带得更好。
Moreover, you gain a sense of ownership for this fellowship.
没有多少时间，三年级重担就交到你的头上，你要去带这个团体。
The next year, as a junior, that responsibility is now on your shoulders.
所以说，神训练了摩西80年，让他去带领以色列民。
God trained Moses for 80 years before he led such a great big group.
我们可能在校园团契短短两年里面，你就担任起长。
But in a campus fellowship, it might take you only 2 years to be.
在教会里面，你要担任负责人，还要经过信徒选举，大概还选不到。对。
In the church, you have to be elected into the church council, and you might not
get elected. 但是这个
小小的
团体，你想逃也逃不掉。
But in a small group, in a fellowship, you can't run away.
当主耶稣给你的担子，带领一群羊的担子到你的身上的时候
，When Jesus entrusts you the responsibility of caring for his
sheep，我可以跟各位保证，你就开始成长。
Then I guarantee you will grow。
你那个时候才了解什么样叫做跪在主耶稣面前流泪祷告，主耶稣帮你走过流泪谷。
You will learn the true meaning of kneeling before the Lord and asking Him to help you
to
walk through the valley of tears。
开始学习怎么样为一个主耶稣的团体。
Because that will be the time for you to learn to shed tears and to pray for his sheep.
你要是没有团契的生命，你大概学不到这个东西。
Without a life of the fellowship, you cannot learn that lesson.
等到有一天你真的要学的时候，可能是你是教会的负责人，那个时候担子就太重了。
Because it will be too late and the burden will be too heavy for you to learn.
那个时候人家说你是负责人啊，你要怎么样？你要怎么样？
People expect a lot from a council member.
我们都只是差一两岁，大家一起来。
But in a campus fellowship, you're not that much different.
所以我说，这个团契的你要把它带进是一个成长的团体。
So the life of the fellowship is a life of growth.
我们个人成长
，It's a personal growth.
这个团契就要成长。
And the fellowship itself will grow.
你把它当做一种成长的团体，当每一个人都成长起来，你会觉得说这个家多美。
If you view it as a process of personal growth, when everyone grows together, it is beautiful.
所以呢，这个团契呢，它是一个实现主内一家的一个团体。
Therefore, fellowship is how we realize the sense of oneness in the Lord.
在这个家庭里面，怎么样去被爱，这个是一个重点。
I've shared how important it is to learn how to be loved.
至少提了五六次以上，怎么样被爱。
I repeated this many times. We have to learn how to be loved.
我听过有一些基督徒这么讲。
Some Christians have said,
我最近都不敢去教会。
I don't dare to go to church.
因为我做的一些事情，我觉得主耶稣会不喜欢。
Because I think I've offended God.
要是主耶稣不喜欢，你就不敢来教会。
But if you think Jesus is displeased with you, would you just stop coming to church?
那我看你永远不用来了。
Then perhaps you will never come back to church.
因为主耶稣知道我们一切的软弱嘛。
Because Jesus knows all of our weaknesses.
我们来翻解圣经好了，不要说整个上课都没有翻圣经。
I think I have to turn to the Bible at least once.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
是四节。
Verse 14.
四章是四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
我用中文很快的念。我们既有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。这段经节写得很美。
It's a very beautiful passage.
他告诉我们，我们来到耶稣基督面前要做什么
？What should we do when we come before the throne？
是要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Come to the throne of Jesus Christ to receive mercy and find grace to help.
他告诉我们，我们来到耶稣基督的面前，不是为了要得称赞。
We did not come to Jesus Christ to be praised.
不是说到耶稣的面前来祷告主啊，哦，我今天为了你的团契做多少事情，我又翻译又什么啊？耶稣说啊，好乖哦，你做了很多。
We did not come to Jesus boasting how much work you've done for him.
你知道我们的主耶稣是一个完全的神。
Jesus is the perfect God.
你在一个完全的神面前怎么显示你的荣耀呢？
Before the perfect God, how can we glorify ourselves?
我们只能在神的面前告诉神说：“哎呀，我很软弱，你帮助我。”
The only thing we can say before God is, "I'm weak."
所以，我们这个是一个怜悯的神。
The God we believe in is the God of mercy.
所以，各位，你要记住一句话。
I have to remember this.
有一天你软弱的时候
，One day when you are weak.
千千万万不要说：“哎呀，我害怕，我不敢来教会。”反而要赶快来教会。
Never say to yourself, "I'm so afraid, I can't come to church." That is the moment you must come to church.
我们的神是一个连续的神，是一个怜悯的神。
Our God is a God of mercy.
你如果想错了，那你永远不用来了。
If you have the wrong idea, then you will never come back to church.
这就是我们的信仰奥妙的地方。
That is the mystery of our faith.
就我说，很多基督徒会爱人，不会被爱。
Many Christians know that they should love, but they don't know that they should be loved.
我们现在改变我们观念，我们现在学习怎么样被爱。
So we have to learn to be loved.
唯有被爱才是最美的。
Because it is a beautiful experience to be loved.
我们把这一个团契看成一种成长的团体。
The life of a fellowship is a life of growth.
我再强调，它是一个灵性的成长。
It is a growth in our spirituality.
所以在你的这一个成长的这种团体里面，它可能有很多的，比如说研经的工作啦、读经啦，啊，这种工作。
And so in this,
有祷告的生活啦，有教会的生活。
And this growth process involves studying the Bible and life of prayer.
这是在属灵层面的这种追求。
This is our pursuit in the spirit.
这是一个团契的成长，它更是在生活上面的成长。
But the process of growth also is a growth in our own lives.
我想很多的这种概念，可能你会说，哎，前面好像提过，但事实上我们要学习的实在是不多了啊。
And there's really not much new to learn.
所以我提到说生活上面的这种成长，我们看一下就好。
So you can just look at the outline.
哎，还有呢。个人能力的成长。
And the process of growth is also our
personal
ability. 从你的爱心、信心、
侍奉、带领、策划、领导，跟人家同工，整个都是我们在团契里面所学习的。
We learn in our fellowship to grow in our love, our faith, and our service.
再来，在团契的侍奉上面。
And next, I'll share with you service of the fellowship.
对内的话就是我们自己的关怀。
Internally,
团契的运作啦、课程啦、种种活动。
Internally, we show our concern for our fellow members, and also have to work out the classes, activities, and the personal growth.
那对外的，我们可以很简单的说，哎，对教会的服事啦，我那边写一大堆哈，还有。我们甚至还可以对社会、社区。
And externally, we can serve the church in many ways, and also serve our community.
我们讲到一个团契的一种理想。得众民的喜爱
，because one of the ideals of a fellowship is to be in the favor of others.
为什么人家会喜爱我们
？Why would people look at us favorably?
曾经有团契，他就自己带着他的去有去做什么
？Let me give an example of what some fellowship have done.
他们到社区去打扫，不是扫教会哦，是到社区的巷子那边去打扫。
They went to clean up, not the church, but the street.
对这个社会做基督徒的一种付出。
We give back to our community.
人家看到说，哎，这群大学生很可爱。
And other people will see these students.
不是被处罚，他们是自愿来的，做这种服事的工作。
Because they know that they are not serving as part of our punishment, but rather they're volunteers.
甚至我们到这个安老院去做访问。
Some fellowship visit the elderly homes.
不是说我们去就开始传福音，也不见得需要这样子。
The first thing they do is not to
preach the gospel. 那很多人去感受基督徒的那种温馨。
But rather to share the love of Christ.
第三个我要讲的是福音性质。
And the third way to serve is in the gospel.
我觉得在整个我们的被耶稣基督选召以后
，When we have been chosen by Christ.
耶稣基督对我们最大的一个期许。
Jesus has a great hope for
us. 说你们出去为我做见证。
He said, "Go out and witness for me."
我们真耶稣教会的道理，耶稣基督的道理，没有别人会为我们传，只有靠我们自己。
No one else will preach the gospel of True Jesus Church.
有很多学生这么想啊。
members themselves.
我还年轻嘛。
Many students will think I'm still young.
嘿，要传福音，等到我出来外面做工了，我才开始传福音。
Wait till I get a job, then I'll preach.
或者等到以后我有事业了，我才来传福音。
Wait till I have a career before I preach.
我告诉各位，你在学生时代不会传福音哈，到社会你也不太会传。
But if you do not preach when you're in school, you will not preach when you start working.
福音工作在学生时代最容易做。
In fact, the gospel work is the easiest when you're a student.
你会告诉我说真的是这样子吗？
You might say, is that for real?
告诉你，学生时代真的是，你用你自己来想就好。
You can think about it from your
own perspective. 除非是你这个是一种很 narrow mind, 是 narrow, 就是你的心是很顽固的。
Unless you're really stubborn and narrow-minded.
我们在学生时代人家告诉你一些新的东西，你最容易接受。
It is, students are more, susceptible to new ideas.
尤其是你同学跟你说的。
Especially, what your
或者是你的学长姐跟你说的。
Or and your the senior students.
甚至是你的老师跟你讲。
Or what your professor.
这都是我们很容易接受的一些事情。
You tend to believe those more easily.
尤其到了大学生的这个时代
especially in college,
很多人开始思考自己的人生的这种价值
and that at that age people think about the value
of their lives 但是在以往教会的福音很难传到校园
but in the past it had been difficult for the church to preach to campuses
我要谈的是这个校园看起来是没有墙壁的现在美国的校园几乎都比较没有墙壁大学
most universities have open campuses these days
我们都觉得这个环境是 open 的
The environment is open.
但是呢，学生的心不是 open.
But the heart of the students are closed.
如果说你在学校突然有一个外面的人跑进来，说要讲一些什么事情。
Suppose someone just come into your campus to tell you something.
你会先考虑一下这个人到底是谁。
You first consider who is this person.
他是我们学校的什么人？
Is he
或者他是不是教授
affiliated with the school? Is he a professor?
或者是他是我们的同学
Is he my classmate?
如果都不是的话
If he's none of the above
我讲一下在台湾的情况就赶快去找校警有外人闯进来
And you might have to get the security guard
所以呢我们教会的传道说我到大学的校园去传福音传得进去吗
So people have said is can I go to a college campus
你在大学生的心目当中你没有 credit对不对
you have no,
因为你又不是教授又不是我的任何人
if you're not affiliated with the university then the students would pay no attention to you
所以说给我们这些大学生给我们真耶稣教会的这些大学生一个很特殊的一个福音工厂
but Jesus has entrusted this work of the gospel
我们先不要去管这个社会是长成什么样子
we don't have to worry about the society
当我是这个 campus 里面的真耶稣教会的一员，我是这个 campus 里面的学生。
But the fact is, you are a true Jesus Church member in your school.
在这三年，在这四年里面，这个校园的里面的学生的得救与否，跟我有关系。
In your few years there, you are entrusted with the salvation of your
fellow
classmates.
我都没有做福音的工作。
If you do not work for the gospel.
我在这个校园读书的这四年过去了，这四年的人都没有接受福音。
And after your 4 years, none of your schoolmates have come to Christ.
那就是你的责任。
Then that is your responsibility.
因为这个是你的福音工厂。
Because the campus is.
你会觉得说，哇，杨大哥，你这样一讲，
the place for your gospel work.
我就觉得责任太重了。
You might feel that is too much.For you.
所以说，给你一个这么特殊的福音工厂，你都没有去耕耘。
But Jesus has given you such a special, unique place.
你还期望别人来替你耕耘这个地方吗
？And it is yours. Then do you?
所以我今天晚上要花一点时间来谈一谈，我们团契怎么样去做福音工作
？So I'd like to discuss how we can.
我觉得这个是一个团契最成功的团契，就是它能够自己成长。
I would like to discuss how we can mobilize fellowship in the campus and how the fellowship can grow.
在台湾每年到了这个暑假快到的时候
In Taiwan, when it's near summer,
很多团契当我去的时候他们就说我们等一下祷告要为我们团契代祷
Many of the fellowship I've attended have always said, let us pray for our fellowship.
因为有时候新生进来竟然没有我们真耶稣教会了
Because many freshmen go to colleges and realize that there's no True Jesus Church fellowship there.
那我们团契就会断层了啊。
And there is a generation gap in that fellowship.
哎，所以呢，我们要祷告，求神让我们有新生进来。
Oh, because there's no new students coming in for the year, and they feel like they have to pray for their fellowship.
我说为什么要这样子祷告呢
？And I ask them, why do you pray so?
主耶稣没有让新的进来，我们自己去生嘛。
If Jesus has not brought any freshmen from the church, why don't you go find some yourself?
为什么不行呢？并不是说弟兄姐妹赶快结婚去生哈。
Not that they should all get married and have kids.
我们赶快用福音来生我们的新生。
But we can find newborns in the gospel.
我在台湾带一个团契，关渡团契。
I lead a fellowship in 关渡。
这个关渡团契成立的时候，有几个契友，你知道吗？
Do you know how many founding members are there?
现在很多人跟我讲，我们学校只有四五个，没有办法成立团契。
People was telling me that we only have 4 or 5 students. I can't form a fellowship.
这个关渡团契成立的时候，只有一个契友。
But there was only one founding member of the 关渡
fellowship. 有一个姐妹来信主。
One sister who came to Christ.
嘿，就是我们现在在纽约的周传道娘。
And she's Pastor Joe's wife in Queens, New York.
王慧凤姐妹哈。
Sister Wang.
她自己一个人在读大学的时候自己来慕道。
While in college, she studied the truth and came to the church.
当她受洗以后。
And after she was baptized.
她发现他们校园只有她自己一个人。
She realized she was the only church member in her college.
有一天她跑来找我。
So one day she came to me.
她说杨大哥我们要成立团契。
She said, Brother Young, I want to start a fellowship.
我想你来当我们的辅导员。
Can you be a counselor?
我说可以啊。
I said, sure.
你们有几个？
How many people are in your fellowship?
她说目前为止有我一个。
She said, for now, just one, me.
我说那一个怎么团契呢？
And I asked her, how can you have a fellowship of one?
她说不要紧，我会找我同学一起来。
And she said, no problem, I'll invite my classmates.
我说 OK, 那我们就成立团契。
Great, we can form the fellowship.
所以第一次团契的时候，我跟她，她带了三个同学。
So in the first meeting of the fellowship, it was me, her, and her 3 classmates.
第二次团契的时候，我跟她，她的同学又带她的同学来。
And in the second time, her classmates brought their classmates.
你可以看这个团契的成立是完全是从没有里面跑出来的。
So this fellowship was formed out of nothing.
后来我在这个团契学习到很多福音的工作的方法。
And I have learned much about the gospel work in that fellowship.
我实在很感动。
I was very moved.
他们这个团契的契友通通是自己生出来的。
All the members of this fellowship were newborns.
在我印象里面，前前后后十几个受洗。
And there were over 10 who later were baptized.
后来就搬到关渡这个地方。
And they later moved to 关渡。
因为学校搬家哈，搬到。
Because the campus moved.
那个时候他们有四个契友。
At that time there were 4 members.
你知道一个学期带了多少个慕道者吗
？Do you know how many more members they brought into the fellowship?
我每次跟他们团契，我都觉得很感动。
Every time I visit them, I was.
因为每次团契都好像在布道会。
Because every time we meet, it feels as if we're in a.
每次团契都想要求圣灵。
Every time we want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那时候陈正煌传道也是担任联契的辅导传道，他很喜欢到这个团契来。
At that time, Pastor.
因为每次都好像在布道会。
Also attended this fellowship, and he loved to come.
有没有人要猜猜看？他们四个人一个学期带了几个慕道者？
There were 4 members. Out of the 4 members of the fellowship, how many others did they bring?
Yeah, 举手。
You can take a
试试看。
Guess.
Yes. 20. 啊，继续。
More.
40. 继续。
More.
快到了，接近了。
You're getting
带了五十几个。
It's about 50 some.
四个学生。
Per semester. I formed 4 students.
四个学生带了五十几个慕道者。
In one semester, 4 of the four fellowship members brought 50.
我都觉得说，怎么可能呢
？I thought that was not possible.
难道读艺术大学，因为都学艺术，所以都比较喜欢宗教吗
？Was it because it was an art school that art students tend to have more religious slant?
那个时候，周传道娘她已经毕业了。
At that time,
当然那个时候还不是传道娘。
Sister Wang had already graduated.
她在一家学校教书。
And she began was teaching.
每当团契的时间到了
And when the fellowship met,
他就赶快从那个学校一直跑，哎，从那个学校坐公车来到我家。
She would take the bus from where she worked to my house.
然后我用车子载着他到团契去。
And then I would give her a ride in my car to the
fellowship. 因为那个时候我还没有住在关渡，我住在台北市区。
At that time, I still lived in Taipei.
开车有时候还要将近40分钟到50分钟。
So we had to drive for 40 minutes to the
fellowship. 有一次我载着他。到的离学校大概还有3到4公里的地方。
And once when we were about 3 kilometers away from the campus,
我突然问他说：“哎，今天你有没有找慕道者？”
I asked her, "Have you invited any true seekers to the fellowship?"
他说没有哎。
And she said no.
我说那怎么办
？And I asked her, "What should we do?"
他说不要紧，你开车我祷告。
And she said, "No problem. Keep driving. I'll pray."
这个完全不做作，这个很自然。他说你开车我祷告。
It was very natural for her to say that, and I said, "Okay."
我就车子一直开，他就祷告。
So I drove, and she prayed.
那个，哎，如果说住过台湾就知道，从这个大同公司要一直到这个关渡这个地方，就是一条直直的路，大概三到三公里左右。
And from the final 3 kilometers of the trip, the road is quite straight.
就是在那条路直直的，我一直开，他一直祷告。
And she prayed all the way through.
那个到那个路底一转弯过去，要上去他们学校的地方哈，艺术大学。
And at the end, I had to make a turn into the campus.
结果一转弯，他说：“哎，等一下，这个我认识。”
啊。And when I made a turn, she said, "Wait, hold on, I know that person on the street."
就把车窗摇下来。
And she rolled down the window.
那个外面说：“哎，学姐，你要去哪里？”
And the person on the street recognized her and asked
her
where she was going.
他就跟他讲：“哎，学弟啊，我们要去团契，你要不要去？”
And she said, "We're going to a fellowship. You want to come?"
那个说：“好啊，就坐进来。”
And he said, "Okay." And he got into the car.
然后那边有一个加油站，再上去。
And then we drove past the gas station and drove up the hill.
又遇到一批人。
And she
他说：“哎，这个是我学弟妹，我认识。”
She said, "I know these people too."
哎，学弟妹，你们要去哪里呀？
And she asked them, "Where are you going?"
他说：“哦，学姐，你回来就是这样寒暄几句。”
And they greeted each other.
那他们有事情要走。
They had something to do at the time.
结果他们说，哎，留下电话，以后我们可以去。
But they said, give us the phone number, then we will go next time.
然后我们车子再开进去一圈。
And we drove on.
车子已经坐满了，就下去。
My car, and eventually my car was full by the time we get to the fellowship.
哎，我后面再三个。
There were 3 people behind me.
哎，就这么简单呢。
It's that easy.
找慕道者就是这样子找。
It's that easy to find.
不用事先约好。
You don't need to invite them beforehand.
这关渡团契的契友，他们每次来团契哈，要是带少于两个慕道者，他们就觉得很羞愧。
So it was rather embarrassing for a fellowship member to bring less than
2 seekers. 他们都觉得说，哇，像天方夜谭，不知道在讲什么。
And you think that's fairy tale, but that's the truth.
那我被安排一个工作。
And I was assigned to a task.
因为这些姐妹哈。他们都几个都是姐妹，他们都骑着小摩托车哈、哦，然后呢就上去载一个下来，载一个再下来这样子
哈。All these sisters only own a little
scooter. 那个学校在山上。
And they could only drive up and down the hill and take one person at a time.
然后我就坐在团契的地方来了，我就负责接待他们。
And so I waited in our meeting place to
你知道我
greet the people.
我学会跟人家谈道理就是那个时候学会，
that's how
因为每个礼拜都要跟他们谈。
That's how I learned to preach the gospel. Because
或者你们觉得很难想象，
newcomers.
他们慕道者带到最后连什么，连老师都带来了。
In the end, they even
学校老师都把他带来了
to the fellowship.
有一次我就问当中的一个姐妹
I asked one of the sisters in the fellowship
我说你们怎么那么厉害都可以带那么多慕道者
I can't imagine how you bring so many true seekers
她说杨大哥你不知道我
She said Brother Yang you don't know
她说我们几位每天的祷告每一次祷告里面都一定为慕道者代祷
Every time we pray every day we pray for finding true seekers
他就给我一个见证。
She testified.
他说有一次，他已经邀好他的两个同学要来团契。
She said once she had already invited 2 friends to the fellowship.
几天前他已经邀好。
A few days before.
所以他就很高兴。
And she was very happy.
结果就忘了祷告。
And she forgot to pray.
他说很奇怪，那一天那两个人都有事情。
But very strangely, something came up for both of those.
但是他说这个不是什么问题，在以往他的经验，啊，你不来，我再随便找就有了。
But in her past experience, even if her friends don't come, she would always manage to find true seekers
in the last minute. 但是他那天感受到的一个很强烈的事情，就是说，怎么大家遇到他都躲他躲得远远
But in that time, she felt that all her friends were avoiding her.
结果那一天他就没有带任何慕道者。
And so that time, she did not bring anyone with her.
她就很羞愧。
She was so embarrassed.
结果她自己就反省。
And she reflected.
原来我这一阵子忘了为这件事情祷告。
And she realized that she had not been praying for
this. 等到她回家以后，她就特别为这件事情跟主耶稣讲说啊，对不起啊，我都忘了祷告。
And when she went home, she prayed and asked Jesus to forgive her because she forgot to pray.
她到学校去。
And the next day, when she went to school,
那两个同学来找她。
Her two friends that she invited came to.
对不起啊，跟你讲说我要我们要去哈，结果没时间。下个礼拜我们可不可以去？
And they said, "I'm so we're so sorry we canceled on you in the last minute. Can I go next week?"
更奇妙的是，同学自己既然自己来问他，哎，听说你们有团契，我们可不可以去看一看
？And more than that, other friends came to her and said, "I heard you have a fellowship. Can I go?"
虽然我的年龄比他们长
，I was their elder.
但是我觉得我在他们身上学很多。
But I think I've learned much from them.
我想，有时候我们会觉得说，我们一个学生有办法在校园里面传福音吗
？Can a student preach in the campus?
同样的，我们一个基督徒，我们有办法在我们街坊邻居传福音吗
？As Christians, can we preach to our neighbors?
这是一种学习耶。
It's a learning process.
是你知道要怎么样去做。
And you have to learn to do this.
你知道要怎么样去做，你才有办法去带。
You have to learn to do this and to invite people.
哎，怎么跑奇怪的东西出来？我们来看一段圣经啊，小周。小没有没有，小周，小周你们认识吧？纽约那边过来就认识哈。
The sister he was talking about is the wife of Pastor Joe in Queens.
不要看得那么老。哎，我们后面的老周不在啊，不是。我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十三节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 13.
你们今天听了我这个故事，回去跟你们教会讲啊，请周传道娘来做见证啊。
Since you already heard,
他传福音是一流的，跟你说。
You heard it from me, then when you go back to your local churches.Suggest that they asked. They asked Sister Joe to testify. She's very good at preaching.
他的方法给你听。
Let me share another way.
你听了或许会晕倒。
You might not believe it.
他说他的袋子里面永远有福音小册。
She said she always carry pamphlets in her purse. That's no big deal.
他每次在台北哈要坐公车啊。
In Taipei, she took the bus.
他说他在等 bus， 那个 bus 只要迟到五分钟。
And as long as the bus is late, even for 5 minutes.
旁边就是慕道者。
And to her,
okay,
the person next to her is the truth seeker. And
she will preach. 他坐公车绝对不坐旁边位置没有坐人的。
And she would not sit, choose a seat with no one.
他一上去，
no、one there,
无论是哪里，老少只要一个位置有坐人，另外一个位置空着，他就去坐那个位置。他说旁边那个就是墓道者。
As long as there's someone sitting next to an empty seat, she would take that seat.
我说，你这样子做，你不会觉得不好意思吗
？And I ask her, "Don't you feel embarrassed to do that?"
她说你就讲到重点。
She said that's the
key. 她说她第一次做的时候是很不好意思。
The first time she was very embarrassed.
然后她旁边坐了一个男人。
She had to sit next to a man.
那她就坐在旁边，她等了很久，忍耐了，到最后就抽出来说：“先生，这个请你参考一下。”
She struggled for a long time without saying anything, but in the end, she took out a flyer and said.Sir, can I give you something to read?
本来他以为那个人会说你在做什么。
And she expected the man to say, "What do you think you're doing?"
所以说他没有想到那个男的拿了看一看以后，就看一看，小姐，我真的很感动。
But that man read the flyer and turned to her and said, "I am very moved."
他说从那次以后，他觉得这个工作实在是很美。
She felt that this is indeed a beautiful work.
至少我看过他带到教会的慕道者，我想超过100个以上。
I've witnessed her bring at least 100 truth seekers to church.
我们有没有做过这样的工作
？Are we part of that work？
我想我们都连发个传单都很害怕。
Perhaps it's difficult for us to even to hand out one flyer.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let's read Romans chapter 1,
十三节
，verse 13。
一章十三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 13。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有些阻隔。无论是希利尼人、外邦人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量将福音传给你们在罗马的人。十六节。
16。
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。 这段经节道出保罗传福音的秘诀。
This passage tells us the secret of Paul's
evangelism. 保罗先告诉自己，这是我欠所有的人的债。
This is the debt I owe.
这是他的信仰价值观。
This is how he values his faith.
他知道福音在耶稣基督交托给他们以后，就是他们的责任。
Because after Jesus Christ entrusted the gospel to him,
先建立自己的心智。
Responsibility to preach.
然后后面那句话实在是最美的。
And I think the last part is the most beautiful.
我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我们有多少人以福音为耻？
How many of us are ashamed
你想想看
of the gospel?
要你跟同学传福音，哎呦，我不敢。
For you to preach the gospel, no way.
哎，说不定人家有很多事情呢。
Maybe my friend is too busy.
你有没有邀请你的同学去看电影
？Have you ever invited your friends to
movies? 哎，我告诉你，那个电影很好看呢。
That it was a great movie.
哎，我们一起去的。
Let's go.
你又不买票给他。
You're not even. You don't even want
to
buy a ticket.
你不是我的朋友。
Would you ever tell them?
我问你，你电影看过没有？你也没看过嘛，你听人家说很好而已嘛。
Maybe you haven't even seen the movie yourself. You only heard.
但是你的信仰呢？
But so what about your faith?
你自己尝过神的恩典。
You've tasted the grace of God.
难道你认为你的信仰比不上一部电影吗？
Is the grace of God no match for a movie?
我告诉你了，哎，你今天有没有什么事情？
Let me tell you. Do you have anything to do today?
是怎么样啊？
Your friend might say,
啊，是这样的，我们哦，那个教会有布道会。
Well, my church has an evangelical service.
你好像做错什么事情一样。
Tell them as if you've done something wrong.
我告诉你，你如果拿一盒饼干要去送你的朋友。
If you want to give a box of cookies to your friends as a present.
你藏在后面，哎，你猜猜看，你要不要
？You probably say, guess what I have to you.
要不要就拉倒哦。
Guess what I have for you.
对不对？
If you don't want it,
我有饼干
呢。I have something good for you.
你觉得这饼干好吗？
If you think it's something good.
那但是你的信仰不好。
Yet at the same time, you don't
think your
faith is so good.
所以要带人家去的时候，你先摆成一副说去那边大概是很痛苦。那时候，所以呢，问你啊，你有没有时间啊？我们教会。
So you ask them, do you really have time? Can you come to church? It's really something.
你为什么不要用另外一种心情？哎，我告诉你哦，快额满了哦，你要不要去
？Why can't you tell them? There's
not enough room. 我还要定
位啊，You might need to take reservations at church.
我意思就是说，你那种心情到底是什么样的一个心情
？What kind of attitude do you bring to your friends?
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻。”
Paul says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
我们常常以福音为羞耻。
Yet we all often feel ashamed.
我们不把福音当作最美的，所以你要人家来听福音，你会觉得我不好意思讲。
If you don't think the gospel is beautiful, you'd be embarrassed to tell us about it. We need to first establish our own values.
这个是一个最美的东西，超过看电影，超过听音乐，超过饼干。
It's the most beautiful thing, more than a concert, a movie, or a box of cookies.
问题是你要邀请人的那种态度，人家一看就这个大概不是好事情。
Because without that attitude, they wouldn't think that coming to church is something good.
我刚给一些姐妹看那个很特别的婚礼。
I showed a wedding to a few sisters just now. Because of the recent SARS epidemic in Taiwan.
所以大家都戴口罩。
At the wedding, everyone wore a mask.
不只是来宾哦。
Not only the wedding guests.
新郎、伴郎、
groom,
还有两个
best man,
两个花童，大家都戴口罩。
And the ring boy and the flower girl, they all wore masks.
我不是要讲这个。
But that's besides the point.
那个新郎啊。
But the point is for the groom.
那个新郎是大二的时候来慕道。
He came to church, and he was a truth seeker when he was a sophomore in college.
后来他受洗了。
And later he was baptized.
我记得他来两三次的时候。
After he came to church for a few times.
我就问他说，哎，你为什么会来
？I asked him, how did you come to church?
他说我被骗来的。
He said I was.
他说我同学跟我讲说来那边有吃有喝啊。
My friend told me there's the church.We can go to church to eat and drink.
那我就来了。
So I came.
我说他有没有骗你
？And I said, "Did your friend lie to you?"
没有啊，其实来真的是有吃有喝。
He's like, "Sure, there was things to eat and drink at church."
但是他就爱上这个地方。
But then he fell in love with the church.
后来他受洗，他是一个医生。
And he was baptized.
然后结婚，我相片。
So later,
看，我等一下在那边放一张，我给你看。
Later, I'll show you the picture of his wedding with a SARS mask.
记得的话跟我讲啊。福音就是这么美。
That's how beautiful the gospel is.
不是在那边隐隐藏藏，好像我们做错了什么事情一样。
It's not something that we should hide because we're so embarrassed.
如果说你把你的同学带到团契去，那多容易。我一直强调这一点。
How easy it is for
you to bring
your friends to the fellowship.
有人说，哎呀， 我们一个团契只有三四个人四五个人要开福音茶会那是何等大的事情对不对还要准备诗歌哦，那累死了
You might say we only have three members in our fellowship too. We can't have an evangelical service
谁告诉你福音茶会就一定要唱诗
You don't have to present hymns
我们可以福音水饺大会嘛，对不对
You can't have an evangelical cooking service
有什么不行呢
Why not
在美国大概是不是包水饺了哈福音披萨大会。
In America, maybe you don't make dumplings like in Taiwan. Maybe you can make pizzas.
大会，对。
Make sandwiches.
福音 hot dog 大会，
Evangelical hot dog meetings.
在这个过程里面，我们每个人把自己的信仰的这种状况，或者我们事先有一个主题，对不对
？As long as you have, you know what you're going to talk about with a theme.
你可以有很多的方式啊，没有人叫你说一定要排一排在这边唱诗。
You can preach a gospel in many ways. You don't have to line up in the front to present.
你还可以跟他讲，要是你们要听诗歌，往后还有，对不对
？You can tell them if you want to listen to choirs, then I can take you to church later.
我希望我们的教会的诗班唱起来可以听啊。
I hope that our choir, church choir, is good enough.
所以我在上面写说，福音的接触有很多，
So there are many ways.
信受啦，查经班、茶会的，什么，很多。
There are many ways to reach out.
在台湾做很多种
In Taiwan, we use all sorts of excuses to preach the gospel.
我认为最后一行的这个教会的布道会，那是最后才带来的。
And the last thing on my list.
你不要第一次就把你的同学吓死。
The last item on my list is to bring
them to church evangelical service. 这么大的一个场合，然后。他也没有在听，东看西看，然后一会跪下来祷告，哇！他说跑出去了。
Otherwise, they'd be overwhelmed during the sermon in the evangelical service.
他对你的宗教的感觉就是吓死。
And they'd be scared to death by our prayers, and their impression of our church would be they pray very.
为什么你的宗教会吓死人？因为你没有善尽告知的责任嘛，对不对
？Why would they be scared because you haven't told them the truth?
要是你先带他到团契去
，If you first had brought them to
fellowship, 其实他已经被你团契的爱、被你的吃、被你的喝吸引了，对不对
？And they have been drawn by your love and your food and your drink.
他享受的这群人彼此的认识。
They have enjoyed the communion among all the members.
他一定想说，这里面一定有些什么东西。
Then they would.One think there must be something.
他会把他们连接在一起。
To bind these people
together. 当你跟他介绍说，进一步让你更了解我们的道理。
Then when you introduce our gospel.
他难道不太愿意去了解说，我们怎么聚会，我们的祷告是怎么？
Would they be so unwilling to study the truth and
find out
how we pray?
好不容易带来了慕道者，第一次就把他吓出去。
Otherwise, you put in all this effort to invite your friend to church and scare them off the first time.
有一次在台北教会。
Once in Taipei church.
我们在当接待。
I was an usher.
布道会。
During an evangelical service.
到了求圣灵的时间。
And when it was time to come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
祷告大概不到五分钟。
Five minutes into the prayer.
有一个人从上面就跑下来，然后鬼神哭，就整个脸都不，脸色都不对。
A person ran down from the from upstairs and he didn't look right.
原来他是在布道会的时候，我们在外面发传单接到传单上去了，他没有认识任何人。
He came into the church because we had been handing out flyers outside the church.
上去就被人家带到最后面那边坐着。
And so when he came in, the ushers brought him up to into the pews.
那因为是中途进来的。
Because he came in halfway.
上面在讲什么？他也没有在听。
He had no idea what the pastor was talking about. He was just reading his flyer.
那突然祷告了，他被吓到了。
And so it was time to pray. Of course, he was scared.
我们好不容易带的同学，不要吓死他。
So don't scare your fellow classmates to death.
团契的这种福音工作有很多事情可以做。
There's a lot of work to do.
所以保罗说，不要以福音为耻，用各种的智慧来传。
Do not be ashamed of the gospel, but preach with whatever you can think of.
后面那句话更美。
And there's a more beautiful verse.
因为福音是出于神的大能。
He said, because the gospel is from God's mighty power.
我觉得说，各位在座的。无论你是在校园传福音，无论以后你要去传福音，你千千万记得这句话，这是保罗的秘诀。
Whether you're preaching as part of campus fellowship or preaching on your own, remember.
传福音不是靠你的口才。
When we preach, it's not.
有很多人不敢传福音，就是说，其实他要讲圣灵问题，我也不会讲；要讲什么安息日的问题，我也不会讲。
Many people. Hesitate to preach because they said I can't talk about the Holy Spirit. I don't know how to share about the Sabbath.
不是会讲才能够带人家来信主。
Just because you can't don't know what to say doesn't mean you can't preach.
因为一个人会不会被感动，会不会打开他的心，是在神的能力。
Whether or not a person is moved is not by what you say, but whether or not
你准备去跟一个人传福音的时候
，when you're prepared to preach，
我想很多人有这种经验。
Perhaps you have the same experience.
讲一讲都没有办法，他根本不相信。
You've said everything, you told them everything you could, but they do not believe.
我问你，你有没有先祷告？
Have you prayed beforehand?
哎，不是祷告五分钟哦。
Not just for 5 minutes.
你要跟人家讲五分钟，你最好祷告半个钟头。
If you want to talk with them for 5 minutes, you better pray for 30 minutes beforehand.
神先派天使为你打仗。
God will send angel ahead of you.
把他心里面的那些魔鬼全部赶跑。
To defeat the devil.
哎，我不是跟各位开玩笑的。你是真耶稣教会信徒，你要相信神的能力。
As a true Jesus Church member, you better believe.
你如果传福音靠你自己的能力，我告诉你，你永远没有成绩。
If you want to preach by your own, then you will never have anything.
看你愿不愿相信，你做做看。
Do you believe? Try.
所以呢，下一次你要去邀你的同学来。团契也好，来教会也好。
Next time, if you when you invite your classmates and your friends to
或者你要去跟他谈圣经的道理。
Or whether you are just simply discussing the Bible with them.
你要认真的为他祷告啊。
You have to pray for them.
你不要临时起意说，我要你去教会。
Don't just do it in the last minute and invite them
to church. 你在这边弄着他，另外一边是魔鬼。
Because you're on one side of them, the other side is the devil speaking to them.
做福音工作人要很小心，第一线在打仗，真的。
When you evangelize, you're fighting
the front lines. 你在邀他的时候，魔鬼在这边邀他。
You have to remember that Satan is also inviting them to somewhere else at the same time.
如果说你先为他祷告，你没有先为他祷告，你说，你今天晚上有没有事情？他脑筋转得很快啊，魔鬼跟他讲，有了，你要看电影。
If you don't pray and you just invite them, the devil will remind them they have the movie to go to.
我晚上看电影，what?
And that's what they will tell you.
你要先为他祷告了以后。魔鬼就赶跑了。
你问他说：“
晚上有没有什么事情
？”When you ask them, "Do you have? Are you free tonight?"
这边的人不在了，没有跟他讲。
No one is whispering in their ears, and they will say, "Nothing."
Yeah, 你为什么不相信呢
？Why don't you believe this?
神的能力就在这里。
Believe.
所以今天我们会传回，所以我那时候我不是跟各位讲说，为什么那些学生很容易去带慕道者？
Why was it so easy for that fellowship to bring truth seekers?
因为他们都祷告了嘛。
Because they've already prayed.
另外出手主意的那一个不在了。
And there's no devils whispering in the truth seekers' ears.
难怪人家带慕道者那么容易。
And so it became very easy.
你如果记住我这句话，看懂圣经，下一次你要带慕道者，你就试试看。
Just remember this and remember the what we study in the Bible and try it next time.
这个学期，上个学期。在台湾的这些团契，北部地区的这些团契
，and the last a few semesters in the campus fellowship in Taiwan，
他们的福音茶会，那真的是盛况空前。
They have abundant blessings in their outreach。
我看看有没有一张照片，还没有到。好了，我已经离题了哦，但是我这一段就是要讲校园福音工作。好，他们的带来的慕道者。一场福音茶会都超过他们团契的学生人数。
And every time there was an outreach,
我的团契大概八个十个来的慕道者都在二十个左右。
The truth seekers would outnumber the members. And
你说啊，那因为人少啊，多一点点，有三十几个人的团契来了将近五十几个慕道者。
And a member when there's 30 members in a fellowship, so often there are 50 people attending.
如果说我们以往以个人的力量，实在是没有办法。
It is impossible from human strength.
但是呢，我们有用集体的力量可以做得来。
But as a group, it is possible.
有很多气长，当我们在开这个干部训练营的时候，就问我说怎么做。
When we have a seminar for a campus fellowship leaders, they will ask me.
我凭着信心跟他讲说很简单。
And by faith, I told them it is easy.
怎么简单法？我说一定一倍以上。你学期开始的时候，譬如说我们今天九月要开学，对。
Suppose your semester begins in September.
你记住这句话。
Remember this.
福音是出于神的能力。
The gospel is from the power of God.
跟你的亲友这么说，你就把我告诉你们的话跟他讲。
To your fellowship members.
所以从现在开始，九月开始，我们十一月要开福音茶会。
And if school begins in September and you plan to have outreach in November.
我们从现在开始为这件事情祷告。
Start praying now.
跟我讲说啊，这个我们做过没有效。
If you might tell me we've done this already,
你还没有听到我后面的方法。
It's useless, but there's more.
你把一张海报画好。
Make a big poster.
这边每一个契友的名字都列出来。
And write out the name of all the fellowship members.
好， 每一个人后面都有两个空格。
And make two more columns behind every
name. 请每一位亲友来把你要带的同学的名字写上去。
Please write the name of a friend or classmate that you will invite.
他们大家就出来写，但是有的人还没有想到就没有写。
And leave a blank if you can't think of any.
我们开始为这些人代祷。
Then we will pray for these people.
然后呢，那个没有想到要带谁的，为这个人代祷。
And if a person can't think of anyone,
每个礼拜都做。
We pray like this every week.
要把它当作一回事。
Take it seriously.
然后用圣经的话语，大家互相来鼓励。
And encourage one another from.
你在还没有去带这一个人之前的一两个月，你已经把他的名字写在上面，
before、
大家都为他祷告。
Before you even invite a person, you will have prayed.
除非我们的，除非我们的神是假的。
Unless our God is false.
除非我们的圣灵是假的。
Unless our Holy Spirit is false.
我告诉你，到时候这些人不来才奇怪啊！你去体验看看。
You would expect these people will show up.
一个团契能够长达两个月的时间，大家不断的为这件事情祷告，为了自己要带领的人祷告，为别人的慕道者祷告。你想这个团契在福音茶会那个时候会产生什么样的状态
？If a fellowship can pray for many months for the truth seekers and for themselves,
或许在你这一辈子以来，你从来没有想到说一群基督徒能够做出这样的事情。
Perhaps you never expected a group of Christians.
我们在台湾的很多团契，他们都做到。
But it's been accomplished.
很多
气
长都来跟我讲，杨大哥不得了，怎么那么厉害
？Many of these campus fellowship leaders would be amazed.
我说那有什么厉害？我们主耶稣就是这么厉害啊
！And I said, why would you be amazed?
只是以前人不用而已啊，对不对
？Jesus.
圣经不是写说这圣灵是什么宝剑？
The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is the sword.
我们大家都有，对不对？都插在这里。
Each of us carries a sword.
谁拔出来了
？But have you ever used your sword?
一旦你拔出来，你才知道说我们的信仰多么的宝贵。
Once you draw your sword, you realize how powerful it is.
你才会想说，神啊，我真的是信对的地方。
Then you truly realize you believe in the right God.
所以呢？因为我今天我还想坐下来跟大家谈，所以我不能再讲太久。
I still want to sit.
福音工作不难。要有方法。
The gospel work is not easy.
我很期待
It's easy as long as you have a way.
我很期待看到我们在美国这地方的教会都有团契，然后每个团契这种生命的这种成长蓬勃。
I hope that there are many fellowships in different churches in America, and each of them will grow.
我常常觉得说，在教会里面的这个布道会不太有效率。
Sometimes I don't think. Personally, I don't think the evangelical service at church.
我给一个统计表，你们想想看。
Let me give you some statistics.
在台湾有现在大概250处的教会。
There are about 250 churches in Taiwan.
每年春季秋季都有布道会。
And every spring, every fall, we have evangelical service.
我想这边也差不多了。
I think it's the same here.
一次的灵恩会布道会都大概有四个晚上到五个晚上的布道会。
And in each evangelical, we have every time we have 4 or 5 nights of service.
很多教会都还有月布道、什么布道一大堆。
Some churches have evangelical services.
我们就不要算那么多。
But let's discount those.
一间教会一年有10次的布道会，差不多了哈。
Let's just say there are 10 evenings of evangelical service per church per year.
230处的教会。
And there are 230 churches.
每一间教会有10次的布道会。
About 10 evenings of service.
真耶稣教会在台湾一年有2300场的布道会。
So in Taiwan, every year the True Jesus Church holds 2,300 services for evangelical purposes.
一年有多少的人信主
？But how many actually believe as a result?
感谢主，有大概700到800个人。
Thank God, about 700 or 800.
包括我们自己生的婴孩。
But that includes Now that's the number baptized, which includes the newborn
infants. 我们自己生的婴孩通通扣掉，靠着慕道来信主了，一年大概不超过200个。
If you subtract the infants, then there only may be a couple hundred people who believe.
我们的主耶稣的道理这么没有能力吗
？Is the word of Jesus Christ so futile?
主耶稣的这种福音这么不吸引人吗
？How come the gospel of Jesus Christ doesn't attract people?
我们动员的全体教会这么多2300多场，我想真耶稣教会事实上在台湾一年至少超过3000场的这个布道会，绝对不是过分。
You can estimate at least 3,000 evangelical services in Taiwan per year.
慕道者跑到哪里去
？But where are the truth seekers?
光在我们北区大专年期这些各团契的这些慕道者，一个学期
，If you just look at one campus fellowship,
至少超过150个。
Through that, we've brought 150 truth seekers.
我们会不会运用
Do we know how to utilize our resources? Do we know how to use the sword of the Holy Spirit?
团契是一个小小的团体。
The fellowship is
a small group. 它可以是一个强而有力的福音的团体。
But it can be a mighty power.
你这个团契你会做福音工作。
If your fellowship know how to work for the gospel.
你这个团契就会自然很有力量。
And naturally it will be powerful.
团契侍奉的新方向。
And I'd like to share some directions in
the
service of fellowships.
我们在推展的一些工作。
There's some ministry.
我所以在台湾不是说我们在讲历史，我希望说在美国我们有自己的新的方向出来。
And in America, perhaps you'll take a different direction.
有一个青年宣道。
You can preach to the youth.
我们一般我们自己，我们教会的宣道就是啊，教会有布道会，我们配合啊，带同学来。
In the church, usually we will just invite our friends when
there's an
evangelical service.
我们在座的青年，我们力量何等的大。
But do you know how much you have?
我们有我们自己年龄层的我们的同学在。
You have your peers.
要是可以的话，我很希望说，年轻人自己组合起来。
I hope that all the young people can be united.
我们自己大专生，我们自己青年自己组合起来，作为青年宣道的。一个大的计划。
All the college students can unite to preach the gospel.
联合所有青年，联合各个地方的团契，我们来做宣道的策划。
The individual fellowship.
因为这个方向跟教会的这个布道的方向比较不一样。
And that the direction is slightly different.
我们很希望我们这一代的青年，我们在福音工作上面做神要我们做的一些工作。
Hope that this generation can do what God wants us to do.
当然，要有人愿意出来。
Someone must be
我不是说献身当传道，就是
You don't have to dedicate yourself to be a pastor, but just be willing to work.
我们在做这个所谓的志工团。
And there we can also do volunteer work.
基督徒关怀这个社会有很多的方向。
There are many ways a Christian can love the society.
我们准备组织一些我们的团契的学生啊什么去安老院、育幼院、医院去。
As a fellowship, you can visit the elderly.
做长期的这种志工，老人的这种安养。
Or schools or hospitals to take care of people.
那你说，哎呀，我现在美国才刚开始，哪有办法做？这只是一个想法了啊。
You might say that we're still young in America, but that is an ideal.
这个葡萄园谁知道葡萄园
？And next in Taiwan, we have what's called vineyard.
这里葡萄园里面的这些志工，绝大部分都是我们大专的这些青年。
And the volunteers in this vineyard program are college students.
一个学期大概有三四十班的学生。
There are about 40 classes.
那个都不是我们教会的，都不是我们教会的学生啊。
And the students in these programs are not our church members.
都是我们这些大专生，还有一些社青，大家下去辅导他们。
College students from our church volunteer to teach these kids.
然后这个所谓的生命教育。
And there's also this so-called life education program.
就进到中级学校以上、中学以上的学校。
Which targets high school students.
谈有关人生、生命、宗教方面的课程。
We discuss about lives, values, and religion.
这个都需要我们青年来做。
These are things that the young people can participate.
很多的团契是一个一个团契去认养一个学校。
Often a fellowship will adopt a school.
靠近他们学校的地方一个国中，我们就这个国中的葡萄园由我们团契来做。
A college, a campus fellowship will adopt a nearby high school.
所以团契的服事可以是多方面的。
So there are many things a fellowship can.
它的目的只是为了要让我们团契成长，为了让团契的弟兄姐妹互相得到益处。
The purpose for all this is for the fellowship to grow and for every member to be benefited.
有没有看到这一张？这是福音茶会。
That's the picture of one of the evangelical services.
当中将近一半是慕道者。
Over half are newcomers.
这是北高啊，台北高级班的这一个学期的福音茶会。
Those taken this semester.
成功的团契。
Have a successful fellowship.
得众民的喜爱。
Is in favor of all people.
主将得救人天天加给他。
And the Lord will add to their numbers daily.
我在思考很多的事情以后。
After I've given this much thought.
我想说今天这么短的时间。
Think in such a short time. This is all I should say.
如果按照我们 schedule 还有半个钟头。
And we still have half an hour left.
你们可以坐着谈，我可以站着谈。
You can remain seated and talk. I can talk with you while standing.
淑美，你要不要将你在台湾这个团契的经验出来讲给大家听
？Sister 淑美 ，Would you like to share your experience and fellowship in Taiwan？
要不要？想一想再出来，好。
Just think about it.
Yeah， 有没有什么问题
？Do you have any questions？
我今天很多有关团契带领的这种，方法什么我都没有时间跟各位讲。
I didn't have time to share with you how to plan or lead a fellowship.
我们在台湾要用三整天的时间。
In Taiwan, it takes us 3 days to go through all the material. And we actually have to divide into the small groups.
所以我实在没有办法在半天里面讲完。
So it's very difficult to tell you everything in half a day.
举个例子啦。
Let me give you an example.
有人说，我们要推展在团契里面祷告的风气。
Suppose you want to encourage the fellowship to pray.
怎么做呢
？What should we do？
啊，当好像传道者说，大家在家里要多多祷告啊，讲完就没了嘛，对不对
？The pastor can speak on the pulpit and say we should all pray, but that's it.
各位在带领团契要有 idea。
But when you lead a fellowship, you have
我相信大家的头脑都很 smart。
I think you're all very smart。
有没有什么方法让我的团契的亲友都会祷告
？Is there a way to encourage your fellowship members to pray？
我教给各位一招了。
Let me give you one secret。
你去做一张祷告卡。
Make a prayer card。
一张祷告卡，我不是说这好像一张祷告卡。这是以前我做的。
I've done this in the past。
上面画格子。
And make grids on the card.
然后这边画一行，这边是所有亲友的名字。
On the first column, write down all the names of the members.
然后这下面有一些特别需要代祷的事情。
And list particular prayer requests.
这边呢，就一行，星期一、星期二、星期三到星期天。
And draw seven more columns for each day of the week.
发给每个亲友一张。
And give this card to your members.
每天你祷告的时候，你纪念了哪些事情？祷告完以后，请把它打勾。
And ask them to make a check for every request they pray for every day.
这一招很 challenging.
It is a great challenge.
我这样子做以后，我自己的祷告很长。
After I've done this, my prayer became longer.
为什么？因为跪下来祷告，祷告完以后打勾，哇，还有那么多，只好跪下来再祷告一次。
Because after I pray for a long time, I got up and start making checks.
你今天没有祷告那一行就是空着。
And I had to kneel down and pray.
过一个礼拜以后，大家把这张带来，彼此观赏一下。
If you don't pray, you have a blank. One day, you have a blank column.
很不好意思，人家在我名字上面每天都有打勾，为什么我都空的？我想一个基督徒不会说，我要去了，全部把它打勾，不会啊，对啊。
I don't imagine you would.
尤其讲到祷告的事情，大概不会太那个。
Especially matters of prayer.
我告诉你，这样一做以后，你会突然发现你的祷告很有那种。
And when you realize that people have been praying for you in
the
week, you will learn to pray.
你晚上要睡觉以前看到他还空着，你总不能说隔天的把它当做今天的份啊，对不对？
And before you go to bed, if you realize there's still some blanks for the day, you would probably not save it till the next day.
我这样子告诉一些契长以后，他们真的在团契做。
And when I make that suggestion, some of the fellowship did likewise.
有一次我就问他们状况怎么样。
And then I asked them how.
有些契长就跟我讲，我像那个就好哎呢。
Some of the fellowship leaders said that it was very good.
很有用。
It's very useful.
这是一个小小的方法。
It's a simple way.
我们带领团契有很多的东西可以用。
And there are many simple methods.
要怎样让团契的契友都会去读经？
How do we encourage our members to read the Bible? 要怎样
让自己团契的契友都会做某一些事情
？How do we encourage them to do other things?
我相信大家 idea 很多了。
I believe you have your own ideas.
当然，因为我们今天不是在开干部训练营，所以我没有办法给各位很多的这种技巧。
But today we're not here to train leaders specifically, so I can't share with you everything.
大家的智慧都够。
I believe Jesus has given you wisdom.
有没有什么？淑美，你准备要讲了吗？哇
，Sister 淑美 ，Are you ready to share？
现在大家都害怕被我认识。我好像在今天下午的课程，我有讲到这。团契跟教会的关系啊。
The question was, what if there are members who don't want to go to fellowship? How do we encourage them?
当然，今天我们要推展团契的工作，我们要
First of all, each member of the fellowship must understand the meaning, purpose of the fellowship. And we have to understand the relationship between the fellowship and the church.
团契就很happy了,团契就很嗨了,然后到教会时气沉沉,到教会没有那个我喜欢到团契,那我就团契参加完了,好像打卡打完了。
Otherwise, a member might have the misconception of just enjoying the fellowship and not coming to church.
我们是要在团契里面学习,在团契里面彼此的服侍,然后把这个服侍带到教会来。
Rather, we learn how to serve in the fellowship and brought that.
这个是一个团契应该气长一定要一直要推展。
And bring that spirit of service into the church.
我有没有回答你的问题?
根本都不去教会。 Well, but the question is, what if a member doesn't want to go to either fellowship or the church at all? How do you encourage them?
我记得我讲一个故事说，当你在吃饭的时候发现妹妹没有回来，你会怎么样？你会问一下。
Suppose your own house, if your own sister hasn't home for dinner, would you at least ask what happened to her?
那个碗都不要摆了，她反正不回家吃饭。
Or would you say,
那是你的家人。
If it's your own flesh and blood, you will not ignore them.
我们回到对神能力的认识。
We have to understand the power of God.
当你发现这样的汽油，你怎么办？
What should you do when you discover someone
missing? 你一定说，没有办法，我们大家为他祷告啊，讲完就算了。
Would you just say, oh, let's pray for them and that's it?
你有真的这样子做吗？
Have you really done that?
有时候啊，祷告，所谓祷告5次10次，跟那个真正的交托那是不一样的。
Whether you pray for 5 or 10 times may not have anything to do with whether you entrusted to God.
我也是到一个团契跟他们上课。Once
I share this with a
fellowship. 我到每一个团契哦，那气场都很紧张，你知道吗？
Whenever I visit a fellowship, the leader is quite nervous.
我都会随便问气长说，哎，你们团契有几个人呢？
Because I will ask them casually, how many members are in the fellowship?
大概十来个。我说哈，你妈妈会说我们家大概六七个人。
And I said, would your mother say, oh, I have 5, maybe 6 kids?
所以说给你的团契本来就不大的,你还说大概几个人?
If the Lord Jesus has entrusted me with such a few sheep, how could you not even know how many there are?
如果说有15个,那今天来了9个,那其他几个有什么事情?
But if they answer 15, I will ask them, but only 9 people are here today. What about the others?
我发现有些气长很厉害。
But some of them are
quite
smart.
这个人他今天怎么样，那个人又怎么样，这个人今天怎么不来。
They will tell me exactly. They know exactly what each of their members are doing.
所以我就，他说，这里面还有三个是从来没有出现过。
And then some of them would say, well, these 3 members have never shown up.
Okay, 我给他们一个方法。
So I'll suggest this to them.
我说你们每一个人认领一个。
You can adopt, each of you can adopt one of these missing members.
重复的都不要紧,因为你们有九个来的汽油嘛,这三个都没有出现了,你们每一个人心里面认领一个。
Each of them can adopt one of these missing members in your heart.
我说你自己试试看。
You could try it from your, starting
from yourself.
从今天开始,
你每一次的祷告,你都纪念这个弟兄。
Beginning today, every prayer, pray for that member.
这个时候你就在实行真正的爱心。
Then you are truly practicing the love.
你继续祷告。 一个学期，两个学期，三个学期。
One semester, two semester, three semesters.
当有一天你看到这个弟兄突然出现的时候，
One day when you see this brother or sister appear, you will know.
这个就是真正的关怀。今天我们教会有一些人迷失了好几年，没有人去祷告。
There are many members who are missing from the church, and no one.
但是在团契只有这几个人，我们就天天为他祷告。
But if you know who is missing in your fellowship,
你说这个是天方夜谭，我告诉你一个真正的事情。
Is that a fairy tale? But this is not, it's the truth.
发生在新工团契。
Happened in a 新工 fellowship.
有一年新工团契有一个新生进来。
There's a new freshman.
他来参加2次团契。
He attended 2 fellowship meetings.
从此以后就不来。
And then never showed up afterwards.
结果团每次团契的时间，然后就有些用打电话，还有写这个关怀卡了，所以就不断的去找他。
So every week, and we would pray for them, and they would send him a card.
过了一个多月以后，
after about a month,
我突然接到一封他写来的信。
He wrote me a letter.
他说，请各位不要再来找我。He
said, please don't look for me anymore.
他说，因为我从小父母带我到真耶稣教会。He
said, because my parents have brought me to True Jesus Church since I was little.
他说，我认为这对我不公平。
And he said, I don't think this is fair to me.
因为我没有自己选择宗教的权利。
Because I lost my choice of a religion.
他说：“今天我读大学的，我希望能够给我一个自由的空间。
Now that I'm in college, I need some freedom.
所以，请各位不要再来找我了。
So please do not look for me.
等到有一天，我觉得，我找遍了各宗教以后，什么写的冠冕堂皇，我要是觉得真耶稣教会是真的，我会回来。
And he said, one day after I pursue all religions, if I want to come back, I will.
这张信目前还在我家里。
I still have that letter in my home.
这是他大一上学期的。
He wrote that letter that first semester of his freshman year.
契友看到以后怎么办？
And what did the fellowship do?
他们从此以后就不理他了吗？
Did they forget about him?
No. 他们还是继续。
They continued.
继续每次打电话。
They still called him. They still send invitation cards.
结果后来这些基友跟我讲。
So this fellowship members told me.
他现在都躲我们了。我们去明明他在寝室，他都叫他的室友跟我们讲他不在。
He is avoiding us now. We know his home, but he always tells roommates to tell us he's not home.
我说不要紧，继续为他代祷。
I said that's fine. Pray for him.
后来至少每个学期我们都还是不断的给他一些讯息。
Every semester they try to keep in touch.
过了一年
，After a year，
新生进来。
And more freshmen came in.
他们还是继续为这位没有看过的学长代祷。
They still remember to pray for this now
sophomore
member.
第二年，第三年
，after the third year,
他已经大四了。
He's a senior.
整个团契里面看过他的只有剩下一个人。
And there's only one member of the fellowship who has met him before.
他每次团契，因为我觉得很感动的，就是每次团契他们说，我们为这位从来没有看过的学长代祷，他们还是在祷告。
Every fellowship, they will ask all the members to pray for this
整整祷告了四年
one member whom they've never met.
后来我们还得到消息说，他考上研究所，还是在这个团契。
And then later I found out he was in graduate school, and now he's a part of the fellowship.
有一次团契的时候，突然他出现了。
After he got into graduate school, they still prayed for him, and one day he showed up.
我想那时候最感动的是我。
I think I was the
most deeply moved
because I witnessed this from beginning to end.
主耶稣说浪子回头。
Jesus told us of the prodigal son.
我们这些从来没有见面的这些学弟妹为他祷告了四年。
And these young members who have never met him prayed for him for 4 years.
这才是真正的关怀。
That is true concern.
这才是真正的服侍。
That is true service.
所以说，对我们每一个人是无怨无悔。
Jesus has no regrets for us.
对我们每一个人的爱是无怨无悔。
And he loves us to the end.
但是我们能够学到一点点吗
？Can we learn a little from a little bit of that love?
我就给星光团契的这些同学这么讲。
So I said this to the fellowship.
每个人认领一个，你就祷告。
Adopt one missing member.
一
者
你要写一点关怀卡给他也可以。
And if you think you should write a card to them, do it.
不然你就祷告。
But at least pray for them.
你看看主耶稣会不会给你一些回应。
And let's see if Jesus does something about it.
我想是这样。我们从来不会把任何一个亲友说啊，他反正不来就算了。
We should never say, oh, this person doesn't come, so we'll forget about it.
我们一个基督徒能够
They are our family.
能够很自然，能够不做作的去做这样的关怀，这个就是基督徒了，这个就是主耶稣的爱。
If we can do this out of a heart and sincerity, then
你要想这个多美！有一天当我软弱的不想来团契的时候，竟然有一批人不断的为我祷告，我希不希望这样的家？
If one day you don't feel like coming to church, wouldn't you want other people to pray for you without ceasing?
这个就是我要的家。
That would be a home you want to go to.
我们今天教会怎么样能够达到这样的境界？
And how can our church be like that?
我想从团契做起了。
I think it starts from our fellowship.
真的从团契做起。
奉主耶稣圣名在这里分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share.
我在团契的生活其实跟杨大哥讲的完全是一样的。
I think I can testify to what Brother Young has said about fellowship.
就是团契就像一个大家庭一样。
And fellowship is like one big family.
当你大一的时候，你进去，然后你觉得你好像一个小朋友，然后他什么都不懂，然后大家教你。
When you're a freshman and you don't know anything.
然后当你大二的时候，就会思考，哎，我可以为大家做什么？大家对我这么好，我应该做什么
？And as a sophomore, you begin to think, the fellowship has been so good to me, and I should do something in return.
然后等到大三的时候，你就真的会做一些很重要的事情，然后去帮助大家。
And as a junior, you could do some work for real to repay the love.
然后当大四的时候，因为你对这个家庭你充满了感情，但是你要离开了，你会很关心这些。要长大的小孩。
And as a senior, you love your fellowship. I realize you're about to leave, so you do everything you can to help them continue.
那你也会希望在你离开之前，给他们这些已经在负责教会、负责团契工作的人一些忠告。
And you would hope to leave some encouragement for those who are now actively participating in the fellowship.
我想团契让我最感动的就是。互相关心，互相帮忙。
I think what moved me the most in the fellowship is our concern for each other.
我想，因为我们每个人到教会来听教会的聚会的讲道。
We come to church and listen to sermons.
我们只是认清。